Today, I mean, actually yesterday, great day yesterday. If you guys watched the Super Bowl, you guys, know that the Buccaneers just took over. It was a great game. You did post where you guys could have watched that as well. And hopefully you guys did watch, were able to stream that, for free and live, and you guys were able to enjoy the game. All right, but in the meantime, there were definitely some tech updates that came out, and we'd like to go over that with you today. Before we move forward, I'm going to ask you guys, please like and subscribe to this channel. It definitely helps us know that we're doing a good job providing daily updates with regarding tech, software, privacy, health, and other tech-related updates as well. It also helps with the YouTube algorithm too. So smash that like button, give us a like, and we'll move forward for today. Without further ado, we got the real challenge, right? Xiaomi. So Xiaomi notes, right, was in manufacturing of 88 degree quad curved glass panel and bonding it to the underlying display. All told, Xiaomi says the process of correctly shaping glass layers like this involved in-house processing equipment, 800 degree heat, multiple polishing tools, and thousands of attempts. Honestly, guys, this phone right here, and I think they're coming out, I think it's coming out with the live event today, and launching either a live event or the live event or the phone rollout today. So definitely stay tuned for that, guys. There's going to be some crazy updates. Moreover, we have Resident Evil, the movie reboot, will premiere on Labor Day weekend of this year. Very interesting, guys, for you guys Resident Evil fans. The next Resident Evil film is set to open September 3rd on this year's Labor Day weekend, according to Deadline. While it's still from Constantin Film, the German production company behind Paul W.S. Anderson's adaptions, it's not going to follow Milla Jovovich Alice anymore. The upcoming film is expected to follow the games closely and will serve as a reboot of the franchise's movie series. Constantin first revealed its plan to make an origin movie based on the games late last year, with writer and director Johannes Roberts at the helm. So that's going to be amazing, guys. So get ready for Resident Evil film, actually. You guys, Resident Evil fans that play the video games, it's going to be interesting to see the films. And hey, maybe even the films. I don't even play Resident Evil personally, but maybe when I watch the film, I want to, maybe I might want to play. I might even play it before actually watching the film. So very, very interesting. We got these sexy pair of Nikes. Nike's latest FlyEase shoe slips on without zippers, laces, or straps, guys. This shoe looks crazy. Since 2015, Nike has released accessible performance shoes under its FlyEase line, and the new Go FlyEase takes things even further. This one doesn't just replace laces with a zipper and strap, and unlike the shoe designed for Seattle LB Jaquem Griffin, it doesn't even require one hand to put it on, guys. It's pretty amazing. Let's see what it actually looks like in real time. How does this really go on? Right, so they're 100, these $120 Nikes are performance shoes that you can put on without using your hands at all. So very sexy. Looks like this is the black version here, and as you can see this kind of GIF video here, once it loads up we'll be able to see it for sure. You can see this guy is slipping them on, boom boom, and then he walks out a little bit and he then takes them off, boom. And then boom, it's very easy, guys. And that just makes things so much easier, especially with laces and everything. Yeah, laces are cool, especially with nice shoes, but imagine just having just a pair just to slip those on. And they're only $120 and they look fly. Those are amazing, guys. So they have different colorways as well too, as we can see here. Very nice, very sleek. So putting them on just a matter of stepping into the shoe as the hinge and the tightener do all the work. Take them off and use your other foot to hold down the kickstand, heel up, and step out of the shoe. According to Nike, the GoFly Ease will cost $120 when it goes on sale for select members starting February 15th, guys. So that's in 7 days, 7 days from now, before it comes more widely available later this year. So what goes behind the design of the Nike? Let's watch this short little clip here.
If you could design a hands-free shoe, how would you do it? So I started thinking, how do you get in and out of a shoe today without your hands? And you do that by taking one foot, putting it behind the heel of the other, and then yanking that foot out. And then to get back in, you slide your toes in, and then you jam your foot in the rest of the way by crushing the heel counter. And I started to realize that maybe what we should do is just design a shoe for that behavior.
Tim had created this prototype, and I saw this busted up Roshi that had some surgical tube wrapped around it. And it's one of those things where you just kind of have to laugh a little bit when you see it, because it's just so simple and it's so smart. I'm Haley. I'm a designer and innovator in NXT space.
Hi, my name is Tim, and I work on a small team of exploration engineers.
Hi, I'm Johnny, innovator in Nike Taiwan Innovation.
As I started working with Tim, I realized was going to involve a ton of math. At one point, he presented a full page math equation and was like, no problem, like this is what you have to do. And I was like, Johnny is kind of like a very similar minded person. We had this really awesome collaboration where we would send over our ideas to him and be like, what do you think? Do you think we can make this? And then we would wake up in the morning and get an email, and it would just be full of like 20 ideas from his team. So this is essentially a giant rubber band. We call it the tensioner, but holds tension on the shoe in both the open position and the closed position. The hinge here is what gives the shoe kind of space to open and close. And we created like some nice geometry here that creates a really stable base when you move your foot in and out. One of the challenges was it needs to look like a full product, not like a broken shoe.
Most challenges come from the tension band. So when we do one sizes, it works perfectly. But when you start grading, you still need to keep the aesthetic and design. But elastic band doesn't follow that rules. So you have to consider how I scale up the tensioner, but without losing the function and aesthetic.
The original concept around this shoe was to support our adaptive athletes better. And we just quickly, throughout the process, found that this shoe was really universal. Everyone around the table would be like, oh, I like need this shoe. I have kids and this would save my life in the morning. So I just see that kind of trickle down effect of you always design for the most extreme case. That's the hardest thing to do. And then it opens it up to everybody.
That's awesome, guys. That's amazing. So that's what the design, that's pretty much what goes into the design, guys. If you want to learn more about the shoe, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. All right. Moreover, we got Apple's AirPod Pros dropped to $190 at Amazon. That's amazing, guys. So these deals for Apple AirPod Pros just got a little sweeter. Amazon selling Apple's higher-end true wireless earbuds for $190 after both an immediate price drop and a $10 savings at checkout. That's a steep drop from the official $250 and makes them relatively easy to sell and inclined toward Apple's ecosystem. We've seen the Pro on sale for $200 multiple times, but only occasionally lower. So this is probably one of the lowest prices you'll get the AirPod Pros, guys. And you can definitely get them at Amazon. So definitely check that out. If you want to go find the link, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn and go into this article and you can learn more about that, guys. All right, moreover, we got the OnePlus 9 Pro leak hints at Hasselblad camera tie-in. So OnePlus has developed a reputation for phone cameras that are middling at best, right? But it might turn that around with the 9 Pro. YouTuber Dave2D has obtained images of what it looks like to be OnePlus 9 Pro with conspicuous Hasselblad branding on its rear 4 camera array. That is amazing. So as you can see, it says Hasselblad here, and this is the rear 4 camera array here, guys. If accurate, OnePlus clearly wants buyers to take its camera technology seriously. And honestly, yeah, I definitely personally do take it seriously. I know OnePlus, this Android, this phone is definitely not a joke, you know, and they, you know, they definitely do a good job in showing that, guys. Don't forget, go ahead and follow us on YouTube, guys. Follow us on our channel. Click the like and subscribe button, guys. So you're going to receive more tech updates. Let's see here. Let's actually see if we can get a little bit of news also on our Facebook page, guys. You could also follow us on Facebook. Our username is @TheRealEAD. Again, TheRealEAD, all one word. I know that there was a couple things that there's a couple games as well too. So as we know, the Super Bowl happened yesterday. It was great. And speaking of video games, like I was saying, Cyberpunk, guys, another day, another Cyberpunk 2077 update to fix a critical issue earlier this week. It emerged there was a vulnerability that could have allowed hackers to take over players' PCs through malicious code injected into mods and custom save files. CD Projekt Red urged players to avoid using mods until it could remedy the problem, guys. So if you're playing this game, be careful, guys, of this, you know, malicious code. These hackers have been trying to get in, right? So be careful of that if you're playing Cyberpunk. All right. Also, new app called Clubhouse for you guys that have probably heard of it, probably not heard of it. New app, guys. Apparently on Sunday, Elon Musk nearly broke Clubhouse. It was the Tesla founder's first appearance on the invitation only audio app, and the conversation quickly pushed the app to its limit, guys. This is a very interesting app, guys. Honestly, you know, you have to be invited in order to download this app, in order to, you know, be a part of the community. So it's really by invite only, guys. So if you, and also, you know, you can also wait on the wait list. You can apply on the wait list so you can get your invitation from Clubhouse to then download the app as well. But it's great if you also have an invite. If you know somebody on the app, ask them probably to, you know, ask them to send you an invite so you can take a look at and go into the app. Seems pretty cool, but of course, you know, big time players are becoming a part of this community, and I think that's very interesting. So as we can see, we got the headsets you see coaches wearing during football games, and the wireless signal they rely on are born from aviation and military technology. We speak with Bose and the NFL's VP of Technology Solutions to understand what goes into game-ready audio communication, right? So Bose, obviously, guys, you know the company is great headphones, very, very sleek and very intricate technology. And this is why, you know, the NFL coaches and even other sports as well, too, they use Bose, and Bose is definitely, you know, definitely their favorite for sure. You know, and that's amazing. We also have sales of at-home pulse oximeters have exploded during the pandemic, right? As worried patients keep close tabs on their blood oxygen levels. But while these devices are handy, they're often less effective on those with darker skin. Right, and so you want to be careful, guys, right? So obviously, you know, hopefully you guys are doing okay. This is kind of a health update. If you do have darker skin, you know, check with your doctor to see if this would actually work for you, right? And this is just, and this is basically you know, from an actual study run by doctors, right? This is an article based on that. And honestly, you know, you can definitely look up this article online too as well. But definitely, talk to your doctor, guys, right? Especially if you're using a device like this. You think it's a little weary, you're not sure, you feel good, but the device is telling you one thing, you feel another way. Check with your doctor and really discuss with that, right? We always want to stay healthy and keep our bodies clean and up, and definitely, you know, staying alive for sure. Moreover, we get Microsoft is getting serious about ditching the previous versions of its Edge browser, guys. So as we know, as in previous episodes that we've talked about, Microsoft really looking to make updates to the Edge browser, looking to make updates to its other software components as well. So, you know, definitely take that into consideration, because Google actually has made updates to its Chrome browser, and, you know, fixed some patches and everything like that as well around the same time too. We've also discussed some of this in our earlier previous episodes. You can go ahead and check out our previous earliest episodes on our playlist, and while you subscribe and like to our channel. All right, we have some new trailers this week: The Nevers, Pacific Rim, The Black, and Moxie and More. So this week's trailers include Little Sci-Fi, some team empowerment, and the third in the Pacific Rim franchise, this time an anime flip, guys, right? So let's see some new trailers this week that's, you know, coming out, right? We always like new trailers of TV shows and movies. So let's see what is going on. Right, so you have the Pacific Rim trailer here, right? So we have let's go and see this trailer. Netflix.
Never thought we'd come back here after.
After we barely escaped with our lives?
All I know is we're going to get the hell out of here. Could really use your help.
The world for 5 years.
This is not living. We're just waiting here to die.
We're waiting for Mom and Dad.
They're never coming back.
The kaiju have taken the continent.
Help isn't coming.
Did you enter this facility through the roof?
Shortcut.
And why did you not use the ladder?
Shorter cut?
We have a fighting chance to find Mom and Dad. It's like the world's gone crazy. Small kaiju. Him. I don't know what's necessary or right.
Listen to me. We'll show them what we can do.
I advise immediate retreat.
Wrong advice. Together. We keep going!
Our turn to fight.
And if we're lucky, we'll survive the day.
Go, go, go!
What is that?
That's pretty cool, guys. Honestly, for an anime, I don't usually watch cartoons or animes, but that looks really lit, guys. So coming out March 1st, Pacific Rim, that looks awesome, guys. We also have another show called Punky. All right, this original iteration of the show is about a spunky orphan who gets taken in by a crusty older dude who needs some cheer in his life, right? Some interesting stuff. In other words, a very 1980s sitcom with a very cute kid. The new version of the show has Soleil Moon Frye reprising the role of Punky, this time as a divorced mother of three who meets a foster child who, sitcom plot twist, reminds Punky of herself as a kid. Sure, why not? Cherry Johnson reprises her role as Punky's best friend, Sherry, and Freddie Prinze Jr. stars as Punky's ex-husband. Punky Brewster comes to Peacock February 25th. That's amazing, guys. So let's see this trailer about Punky.
My shoes.
Again, guys, before we move forward, Peacock is also the streaming service that has the opportunity to watch The Office now. So if you don't see The Office, you can definitely view it on Peacock, the streaming service as well. All right. So let's see this.
Remember that girl?
I have two different feet. Why should I wear two different shoes?
Still works?
Newly single, professional photographer. Used to be fun.
I'm still fun.
Here comes the dance.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Okay, I'll stop.
Raising three kids on my own, I'm barely keeping it together. It's time for me to focus on myself and my needs.
Ooh, check you out.
I am not ready to date again. Your father and I just broke up.
A fireman? Holy macanoli.
There's a little girl that needs a place to stay while Cherry finds her a home.
Is the coast clear?
You must be Izzy.
But we all have to agree.
No.
Absolutely not. Okay, here's the thing. We're doing it.
Morning, babe.
Wait, what just happened?
You're not supposed to be here. We're divorced.
And don't call me babe.
You called me babe.
You still have a thing for him.
We got no shame, no care.
I want to focus on this family.
I'm making pancakes! Not making pancakes!
Your mom and I are still trying to figure things out, but we're still a family. We just look a little different.
Hungry?
I think I'll just watch you explode.
There's something I have been missing. My Punky power.
Punky Brewster is back!
Is that better?
Wow, that's pretty cool, guys. Very, very cute show. Very nice. And the third, we have Moxie, guys. This is also a Netflix original. So let's see this trailer here. It looks like this is based on a novel by Jennifer Matthew. Moxie, about Shy High School student Vivian Hadley Robinson, whose mom, Amy Powler, was a rebel back in the day, right? So the boys at Vivian's high school are rude jerks who rate the girls based on their looks. And the other girls at the school finally get fed up, and Vivian publishes a zine called Moxie to expose the bad behavior. Right on. Powler also directed Moxie, which hits Netflix on March 3rd, guys. So the day before, this other film up here, the anime film, so March 3rd, right? So let's check out this trailer and see what's going on. All right.
Hey, Mom, what do 16-year-olds care about?
When I was 16, all I cared about was smashing the patriarchy and burning it all down.
Oh, my God.
Girls constitute a revolution.
Did you hear rankings are already starting? Emma Cunningham's just going to get ranked most bangable for the second year in a row. Kiara Pascal for best ass. Caitlin Price will take best rep.
It's so nice not to be on anyone's radar.
Totally.
You miss me?
Seriously?
Can I help you?
I don't know, can you?
He's bothering you.
He's harassing me.
If you use that word, that means I have to do a bunch of stuff. You know that your school is weird, right?
Ignore Mitchell.
If you keep your head down, he'll move on and bother somebody else.
I'm gonna keep my head up. Hi.
Why have we all accepted it? Like, no one even blinks.
Me and my friends protested everything. We made a ton of mistakes.
But you're glad you did it all right.
Of course. What are you gonna do? Nothing?
Moxie is a badass.
You know what's messed up? I got sent home for wearing a tank top. Meanwhile, Jason is constantly shirtless.
People refuse to call me by my new name.
I don't like being voted best ass.
So it's to draw hearts and stars on your hands to show support.
That's hot.
All the boys here could use all the help that they can get.
Don't keep secrets from me. I'm actually already pregnant.
It's a very funny joke.
right?
I would love to know who started Moxie.
And who will they go after next?
This seems like a women's issue, and I'm going to stay out of it.
If you're doing nothing, then you're part of the problem.
Noticing someone filming right now, and I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
I hate that we are shoved aside. Dismissed? Nobody does anything. Nobody listens to us.
Revolution, baby.
Hey, ladies first. Or can I say that? Or get, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Absolutely. Oh.
March 3rd, so this is going to be a movie as well too. That's amazing, guys. So this is definitely more of like a kind of a modern woman type of empowerment movie, but definitely very, very good and funny as well too. So definitely check that out, called Moxie, coming out March 13 as well too. Also, we have the Nevers, guys, which is an official, we have the official teaser as well here too. This is coming out on HBO. The Nevers, guys, a group of women in Victorian era London develop special powers and fight the forces of yes, okay, yes, got it. In the language of the show, the women are called touched and regarded as weirdos. Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer series, is still credited as creator and executive producer, even though they departed the production and HBO in November amid investigation into his conduct. As director of Justice League, Laura Donnelly, Olivia Williams, and Anna Skelly star in The Nevers, which debuts on HBO Max in April. Let's take a look at this trailer here. This is only about a minute long, so let's take a look.
It came 3 years ago. A power that mocks God. Those afflicted. Touched.
Mrs. True?
Mr. Dare? Being touched is not a defect of character. In this war, the cops are purists. There's no shortage of people who hate us.
Mrs. True and I, we've come to help with that.
We don't want more violence.
Gentlemen, might we be civil?
Fascination. Go arm in arm.
The touched are not a threat.
I take it then that you are yourselves among the afflicted.
We don't consider ourselves afflicted. We're part of something much bigger, and it requires sacrifice.
That's amazing, guys. HBO Max definitely has some really good shows as well. Very, very beautiful. Beautiful. All right, guys. So those are the trailers coming up, guys. Be aware. All right. Then check them out. All right. Check out these streaming services. Very, very good stuff. Very nice stuff. All right, guys, and I think that's just gonna wrap it up for today. All right, if you haven't already, go ahead, guys, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.